Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I would go right into just glancing at this message that was given by Jonathan Edwards in 1741, July the 8th, actually, 1741, which I believe reports are that it was one of the key things of the Great Awakening when God began to stir hearts. I mean, you can preach all day long, but when the presence of God is confirming that word, and the title of his message was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And today, I mean, does that even fit with what you're hearing from pulpits around the nation? It's like God doesn't get angry, and the insurance company made a mistake when they put, you know, acts of God in your insurance policies, right? And God's different now. Once Jesus was born, then God, you know, went to therapy and came back a different God. He's not the same God anymore. He's a new, I mean, they have these mindsets. It's like he changed or something. It's like, no, he's the same. He's so much the same that that's why he gave Jesus. I just want to encourage you, the very fact that God gave his son for us, and the wrath of God was poured out on his perfect sinless son, proves how bad things were outside of Jesus Christ. It's the wrath of God. And so the wrath of God means the anger of God. And you can be a father and you can love your child and you can be angry with your child. I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh yeah.
You don't love me. No, I love you, but I am really upset, right?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And people start thinking, well, if God gets angry, then that means he doesn't love you. Well, that's just a dysfunctional understanding of love, because truly, if people don't love you, they don't get angry at all. They could just like, what was that?
Yeah, whatever.
Like a fly around here or something. But if you can really hurt the ones you love. And God loves us so much that he gave his son for us, and for us to openly in his face sin against him and do openly wrong things, that the wrath of God, the anger of a loving God, is being stored up against us. And what Jesus did, Jesus saved us from that. So when you hear somebody says, I'm saved, that doesn't mean you joined the local church and you got baptized in a $3,000 pool behind the choir loft. It means that you got saved from the wrath of God, that the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus instead of you. That's what it means, saved. We're being saved. Salvation is being saved from the wrath of God, the deserving wrath of God. And he talks about that. He talks about it in his message about sinners in the hand of an angry God. And when you think about that, it's really tough to even understand in today's sermons that are being preached, but it's the same God. I mean, and understand, this is true. You can actually love someone and be angry with them. And the one who created you can love you and be angry at your provoking of him, and you're consciously not reaching out for him. And he makes a way. He says, okay, this is, I'll tell you what. You know, you are the object of my wrath. Yes, I am very angry with you, but I'm going to show my mercy towards you. I love you. I'm going to show my mercy to you. So I'm going to offer my son as a living sacrifice. He's going to take on all my wrath. It's due you, not him, because he does nothing wrong. He's going to take it on. I'm going to pour it all out on him. And then he's going to go and suffer the agony of death. And there's agony in death. No matter what anybody tells you, there's no such thing as soul sleep, and you're just going to you're gonna go to hell outside of God. He's saving us from the wrath of God and hell. And so then Jesus suffers the agony of death. This perfect Son of God, sinless Son of God, the agony of death, which is our agony. And then God rescues him from the agony of death and raises him from the dead. And understand, because of that transaction with God and his wrath and mankind, if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you repent and be baptized. You repent from your sins and say, Jesus, I understand. I deserve that. You took it. You're Lord. You are my Lord. You are my God. Guess what? The wrath is no longer. You have been saved from the wrath of God. Wouldn't it be horrific if you listened to all those other things that you didn't know that it was the wrath of God? As a matter of fact, we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch a clip from Bill Weiss. That's Bill Weiss. That this is a Christian man who loved the Lord and loves the Lord, but he had a out-of-body vision where you hear people, you know, 90 minutes in heaven and I went to heaven, all this kind of stuff. With this guy, the Lord took him to hell and showed him what hell would be. And it matches verbatim what the word of God says hell would be like. And Jesus is the one, hey, he said, don't fear the one who can destroy your body and nothing else. destroy the one, this fear the one that could destroy your body and throw you, your soul into hell. Throw you into hell. What does that mean? It means that the hand, we're held in the hand of God. And imagine just God dangling you like this. And he's not dangling you. He's actually saying, I don't want you to go to the consequences over the fires of hell. I don't want you to go. I'm holding on to you. I'm showing you my mercy. You do deserve this. I don't, the sun does not, is not obligated to shine on you. The earth's not obligated to produce fruit, to be spent on your lust and all that different things. And I want you, and I'll tell you what I do. With this hand while I'm holding you, this hand over here, I'm going to take and just hit and strike my son on the cross with my wrath, and I'm going to take what belongs to you. I'm going to hit him with that, and then I'm going to raise him from the dead after that, and I'm going to have a cross, and I'm going to stick that cross out to you. And all you have to do is reach out your hand and take the cross. That's all you have to do. And if you sit there with your arms crossed like this, and you say, I'm going to live for myself, and I'd rather be evil, I'd rather do what... Listen, he's not obligated not to send you to hell. He can just let go. But it's the mercies of God. It's the mercies of God and the love of God that he is saying, listen, sinners in the hand of an angry God. And understand, I really truly believe what the Lord has shown me, that mass death is coming to the earth. Something's going to happen, maybe natural disaster. I don't know, but I know the end result was there was a lot of, you think about the tsunami that hit in the Indian Ocean. I mean, people look at it from an intellectual standpoint. It's like, great loss of life. Huge loss of life, 100,000 or so folks. And and what the Lord showed me was that a commercial airline, this is what the Lord is showing me in a dream, in a vision. He says, he showed me that a commercial airline, it was so many corpses that were people lost their life. There were so many bodies that this commercial airline, you could not book a flight on it because the only thing they were doing was delivering bodies. We're delivering bodies, transporting bodies. And it has happened in history. Look at all the things that have happened in history. And my prayer is it doesn't happen. But understand this, the moment something happens, and no man's guaranteed tomorrow. I mean, you're just not guaranteed tomorrow. God doesn't have to do a miracle to take someone's life out. I mean, there's so many opportunities in a day-to-day life. People's lives are snuffed out continually.
That's right.
Walking over, you know, loose bridges and driving down roads you thought would hold you up, but the flood took it out. And you know, just so many things. MERS is going around, the Middle Eastern, you know, syndrome, whatever it's called, that thing. And
MERS
and all these different things are happening. And it's just like the mercies of God. The thing about it is, if you were in that tsunami, your life would have ended at that moment. And whatever you decided or didn't decide, you would live eternity then, because it's eternal. It's eternal. It's not like you just die and that's it. No, it's eternal. We're eternal beings. And you got to see this. You got to go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. Click on the torch. And you got to see this video of Bill Wise talking about a visitation to hell. I mean, he literally went there. And so he's talking about that. You got to, hopefully, let's make a link available to the sinners in the hands of an angry God. Just, you got to hear this. You got to read this. You got to see it. Because I truly believe that until we get this, we won't understand what God has saved us from. Because of all the things Peter was to do with the disciples when he was preaching at the birth of the church. I mean, the power of God, you know, the promise of God came, the power of God came. People begin to look and wonder what was going on. And this is the book of Acts. And then people were listening. And so he began to explain what was going on. But then he preached the gospel. And he said at the very end of it, he says, repent and be baptized. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. And what he's saying is, save yourself from the wrath of God, eternal wrath of God. So I just want to encourage you today, if you hadn't made a decision to make Jesus Christ to be saved, make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We shared a couple of our stories at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. Find out a little bit about us and how we made our choice for him and where you can make your choice to, and let us know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.